This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. State lawmakers are in Topeka gearing up for fights about the taxes Kansans pay and about how much power the governor has in a pandemic. They'll wrestle with those conflicts even as COVID-19 threatens to send them home before much gets resolved. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports.
The State of the State address normally draws hundreds into the state capitol to hear the governor try to set the stakes for the months ahead.
Kansas was declared the comeback state of 2019.
But it was a very different scene this month.
Give us a mic check if you would, Governor. Just the months of the year or anything.
1, 2, 3, 4. Five,
because of the
six,
pandemic,
seven,
Governor Laura Kelly just read her speech in a Topeka TV studio. She urged people to get the coronavirus vaccine, and Kelly called for unity in the wake of the violence at the U.S. Capitol.
This isn't like any other moment. We're being tested like never before. This year, working together isn't simply something I want. It's something we owe to the people of Kansas.
She made a sales pitch for Medicaid expansion, although that's almost certainly doomed for this year. The coronavirus cut last year's session short, so some fights that had been simmering before could bubble over this year. Kelly said tax cuts were a bad idea when the state tried them in the last decade. She's opposed to them now.
And it seems as though some of my colleagues in the legislature have already forgotten just how devastating that experiment was to our economy, to our schools, and to our future.
Senate President Ty Masterson also talks about working together, but he makes clear that he's going to be at odds with Kelly and Democrats on key issues. For starters, he wants tax cuts, and he'd like to limit the governor's powers to require masks or close businesses.
We trust you to make the decisions for yourself and your family as to how best to stay safe. We will not support the governor's regime of unconstitutional mandates and edicts.
The governor wants to spend more money on education, mental health care, and the state's unemployment system. But keeping the budget balanced will take more tax dollars. I'm logging into my Amazon account. It shows one of the places Kelly wants to collect new taxes. The governor wants to tax online purchases, digital stuff like downloaded movies or streamed music. So here I recently bought the 1987 movie RoboCop digitally for $13.99, and my receipt says I paid zero sales tax. Kelly's budget director, Adam Proffitt, says that's a problem. Buy something like a vinyl record or a movie in a Kansas store and you pay sales tax. Buy it digitally and you don't.
Which is just not fair to the business that chose to invest in Kansas and has a brick and mortar store here and they have employees here and they're paying their taxes here. They're at a disadvantage. We need to close that loophole.
The governor wants to chase after online taxes and raise another $90 million. But listen to how Republicans are responding.
I don't see it going forward, and I've talked to other representatives who feel the same way.
Republican Troy Waymaster chairs the House Budget Committee. He says they can eliminate a budget deficit of more than $100 million without taxes.
I know it's a shortfall, but it's still manageable. And we could actually make some adjustments without tax increases to balance the budget, which we're constitutionally obligated to do.
Meanwhile, legislators are in a rush. COVID could close things down anytime, and abortion politics could complicate things. Last year, they blocked a Medicaid expansion plan. Lawmakers are rushing to consider tax policy and a constitutional amendment on abortion. That might mean less time for other bills if the session ends early. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.
The Kansas News Service is based here at KCUR 89.3 and reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find more information at ksnewsservice.org.